The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway friend. In Kapalooey. Super great price.
The best advice.
A huge selection. Sports nutrition. Earth proteins and vitamins. Foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Vortex Power Jones. Welcoming you to our show today. Thank you for joining us. We've got an exciting show for you. And just pull up your chair, if you have a chair, if you're in the car, whatever, and listen, because this is some really firsthand information coming out today.
Yeah, and we're nutrition specialists with over a zillion years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies, and also the proud and happy owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well. Amazing, amazing supplements, amazing choices that you can make over there, and also of the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. Gorgeous organic foods, interaction with right at the soul and in spirit and body in every way with the local organic farmers. We get the fresh, magnificent produce every single day, and the high, all used throughout the fantastic Broth Cafe. And remember, too, the high concentration of the organic juices, only bottled in glass, very high concentration, continuously fresh squeezed for the wonderful juice cleanses that are offered there with the great Belinda, who's the expert on telling you how
and
to do
let,
that.
And let Vortex Jones get into this conversation.
Vortex Jones, okay. Yes, come on, Vortex. Right. Get in there.
It's referring to the water in the store. Folks, the Vortex water is just phenomenal. Of course, it's filtered. Of course, it's the cleanest water in the world. But what the Vortex chambers, you see the water coming out the pipes. It's swirled, if you will. It's swirling.
Right.
It's the final stage of purification is the Vortex chamber. It's a stainless steel tool designed to copy a million-year-old system from nature, just like a mountain stream that breaks down molecules by passing over the rocks and plummeting and twisting and turning and tumbling. It purifies and structures the water. The Vortex chamber acts in the same organic manner, creating millions of tiny cylindrical tunnels to break down molecules,
right,
which makes that water easier to absorb by transporting nutrients into our cells while removing toxins.
That's right. All the toxins are removed. Heavy metals, pesticides, plasticizers, anything like that. All removed, and that's the only water that is used for every process, everything that we offer at the Broth Cafe.
The broth is made
and
with
all,
Vortex
again,
water.
All the different foods, right, et cetera, that are prepared, and they're all organic. You know, whether you're vegan, vegetarian, or not, or whether you want the wild or fish without chemicals, or you eat some organic meat, whatever, it's all offered there, and phenomenal vegetables and dishes, great prices. You can always call our 877-4950. As so many of our dear friends do, have everything ready for you if you like.
Or go to the app,
that's
your
right,
app, which is Broth at Alive and Well, and place the order. Get everything ready. You can tell what time you're going to be there.
Absolutely.
When you're going to drive
up.
Be
ready.
If you'd like us to carry it out to you, we can do that. If you want to run in and pick it up, you can do that.
Absolutely.
But you set the time, and we got the food right then for you.
Or if you feel like coming in and looking at everything and just enjoying picking it out right there, and pigging out on it right there. No pigging. It's good. It's great. It's wonderful.
Don't say that to vegetarians.
They
don't want to
wonderful.
Pig out.
Just wonderful.
Okay.
All the great offerings over there. And that's what keeps us healthy.
Amen,
absolutely,
sister.
And joyful, and keeps Dennis dancing around. Keeps us Dennis dancing around.
Figuratively speaking,
I think I'd need an angelic visitation. Gary, with, I keep asking Gary to do something about it, but he keeps telling me to wait for the angelic visitation one of these days. Well, we had an angelic visitation. We have so many wonderful testimonials, reports. Again, we don't solicit them. People just share. We're not doctors. We don't pretend to be. Don't put people on or off medications. Just share great information. And so many of our wonderful friends want to try the things that have been proven to be so helpful. And this lady, she was thrilled. She said, remember, she said, I was a borderline diabetic, severely overweight, and I've lost my extra 30 pounds. She says, I feel wonderful. And she looked terrific. She said, I have 100% normal blood sugar. And what she had decided to do, she said, the blood sugar harmony, the berberine, the R-alpha-lipoic acid, and the nutrients and dietary changes that we gave great information about those things at Alive and Well. But she's just ecstatic because she had had that
rightly
extra weight.
Rightly so. That's a major accomplishment. Yeah,
yes,
God.
And I mean, she just came
and
right
no,
over full of joy. And
no
that was
drugs
wonderful.
Involved in the whole exercise.
No drugs. And you know, I want you to give some of this, dear.
Okay.
We are so thrilled that one of our great champions is back. One of our Alive and Well great champions is back. And it's the Alive and Well acetyl L-carnitine.
Oh,
very important.
All
acetyl.
Right.
The word acetyl, it's different than L-carnitine. This is the acetyl form of L-carnitine, which can pass the blood-brain barrier, the barrier to the liver, which can pass any barriers to the heart. But it's one of the chief nutrients for regenerating the heart, for regenerating the liver, too, absolutely, and helping to break down fatty deposits that are present there. And don't forget, Dan, tell everybody about more than 50 years, a leader in Europe for regenerating the brain. It's been one of their 2-1.
Acetyl L-carnitine
for regenerating the brain.
And it doesn't just, as though, it isn't just your brain, folks.
Absolutely,
okay.
Not
it's
just
the
your
heart
brain.
Muscle.
That's right.
It's your biceps, your triceps, your legs, your thighs. It is the liver function. It is the lung function. The acetyl L-carnitine is an amazing amino acid, which is so integral part of better metabolism through every square inch of your body.
That's right, and even says it right on cognitive and health, and again, helping to regenerate the tissue in the brain and to prevent the destruction, as the European physicians have taught us. Maybe that wasn't their purpose, just to teach us, but it's certainly been a major player for helping people to keep mentally right, sharp.
Well, it works with the alpha R-alpha lipoic acid.
Exactly, that's how they use it there.
And the cardio Q10, the three of those heavy workers really go to work in restoring natural function everywhere in your body, but it's most noticeable in the heart and the brain and the lungs.
Absolutely, darling. And you know, we want to. We can't applaud enough great physicians who have tremendous backgrounds, and quite a few of them even go further to write books about it. And we applaud Dr. Joseph McCullough, who wrote about his book about the truth about COVID-19. And he had a lot to say about a lot of the deceptions and frauds. But one of the important things, very important things, he writes about in his book, and I'm quoting, and there was a foreword by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a wonderful guy.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been working for years, especially with focusing a lot on infants and inoculations and how
has.
It stultifies their growth, their brain, and their immune system function.
Right, and so...
And the toxicity, the excessive amounts that they're giving them.
So, you know, I'm just applauding Dr. McCullough. He is being a reporter and telling all the background of the information, and he's reporting that the way to improve your immune function, this is from his book, is through supplementation. And here are some of the major players. He goes on and on about it, but let's touch on what some of them. Vitamin D3, he says, I'm starting with vitamin D3 on purpose, says the doctor. And evidence of the connection between low vitamin D3 levels and worse COVID-19 outcomes is overwhelming. In fact, aside from insulin resistance, vitamin D3 deficiency has emerged as a primary risk factor for severe COVID-19 infection and death. The deficiency as a major. Higher vitamin D3 levels have been shown to lower your risk of testing positive for the virus in the first place.
Okay. I've mentioned on many occasions over the years the Vitamin D3 Council of Research Physicians. And they point, and they're working with vitamin D3. Vitamin D3, not D2, vitamin D3, which is the most effective form of vitamin D. And they point out that 80% to 85% of the American population is deficient in vitamin D3. Now, deficient means you've got a blood level of 25 or 30 nanograms per milliliter of blood. It should be, say these researchers, doctors, it should be 60, 70, 80, even 90 nanograms per milliliter of blood. At those blood levels, your body, they say, has an immune system which is impenetrable. It is antiviral, antibacterial, anti-yeast, antifungal, all the negative health scenarios have a very hard time getting into you and destroying you if you have the natural killer cell activity, which is activated by what? Vitamin D3.
Right, right. And Dr. McCullough, he says a tremendous support player working with vitamin D3 is MK7K2, working to take out the calcification, as he says here, of the veins and arteries and depositing in the bones, building strong bones and keeping arteries very, very healthy.
Right. It takes, as we age, nothing is perfect in this world, but the calcium has a tendency to become deposited in our arteries and veins and capillaries. And the idea is that vitamin K2 removes all the debris that's there.
Yes, yes, yes.
Just the calcium.
No.
But the calcium, it separates out and puts back into your bones.
That's right.
Brain function, into proper heart utilization. The rest of the stuff, it eliminates. It sends to the colon or the kidneys and gets rid of it.
Wonderful.
Phenomenal what that nutrient can do.
He does say that over and over, and he tells up other supportive players like magnesium and goes on and on. And then he says, very critical to take, are very useful for the prevention of COVID-19, which, of course, NAC, zinc, melatonin, vitamin C, quercetin, and B vitamins. And he lists that. And, of course, he starts out talking about NAC. It's a precursor to reduce glutathione, and glutathione deficiency is associated with COVID-19 severity. And it goes on and on that it's been useful forever. It's not new, the protection of NAC against viral infections. It's been huge. All kinds of studies he cites about anti-influenza for years and years and years, and asthma and severe lung problems. And importantly, says the doctor, NAC has been shown to inhibit the damaging cascade associated with cytokine storms, which is a major cause of COVID-19 deaths.
Repeat that again.
Gosh.
Would you just repeat what he said?
Importantly, says the doctor, and he quotes all the studies for everything he says. NAC has been shown to inhibit, that means prevent, suppress, the damaging cascade association with cytokine storms.
Okay, where does a cytokine storm come from?
C-Y-T-O-K-I-N-E. Yeah. That's those inflammatory compounds that destroy the alveoli of the lungs and cause the mucus to build up and suffocation.
But the body makes the cytokines. The cytokines have various degrees of intensity. For a minor infection, if you ever cut yourself and a scar forms, you'll see on your skin the little redness around that scar. And that eventually goes away. Those are cytokines doing their job to deter infection. So when you have any kind of infection, the cytokines increase their population, if you will, and their growth to deter the infection.
But if they go insane, friendly fire, not so friendly. Remember the wartime
And how do they go insane? By an intense infection.
That's
okay?
Right. That's right.
So,
and they go off the charts and cause utter destruction of our healthy tissue.
Okay, that's exactly what they do.
That's exactly right.
and they call it a cytokine storm because, as the doctor says there, the excessive cytokines build up excessive mucus in the lungs, fills up the alveoli oxygen receptor sites. You can't breathe, and you kiss yourself goodbye.
Well, that's why he also said studies have also demonstrated for many years that NAC improves a variety of lung-related problems.
There you go.
Moan and Dennis didn't tell you this, guys, but he didn't quote Moan and Dennis.
Did I ever tell you this story?
Including pneumonia and all kinds of other diseases, which are common characteristics of COVID-19.
Okay. The lungs, okay. I told you my story too many times of having emphysema, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. And the doctor said there's no cure for that. But here's the proof that you have it. And he showed me the black spots and areas in my lungs from the x-ray. That is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. There is no cure. You take drugs for the rest of your life. Well, I took NAC and vitamin C. And several years later, I went back for another physical exam. And there was no evidence that I had any COVID, that I had any
emphysema. And the lung tissue was perfectly normal.
Perfectly normal. The same doctor who diagnosed me originally said, Dennis, this is unusual. You have no evidence of any emphysema or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
Perfect health.
And there's no scar tissue.
That's amazing. I remember he couldn't believe that.
No,
he had never seen anything
that's right.
Like that. That's what he said. And the doctor goes on to say that in the medical journal, Medical Hypothesis, October 2020, the doctors quoted that, we say that NAC could act as a therapeutic agent in the treatment of COVID-19 through a variety of potential mechanisms, including increasing glutathione, improving the T-cell response, and modulating inflammation.
There you go, reducing.
And that's right, and modulate it. And he then goes on to about zinc, and then one of my other favorites, oh my gosh, melatonin. And he's always been a great proponent of how important melatonin is. Mm-hmm. And he says melatonin is a hormone synthesized in your pineal gland and many other organs. It, of course, best known as a natural sleep regulator, it boosts immune functioning. Melatonin can help prevent SARS-CoV-2 infection by recharging glutathione, regulating blood pressure, promoting synthesis of progenitor cells, and enhancing vitamin D3 signaling. That's interesting. Can you read
Tell me, it's interesting. It's remarkable.
Yeah. Dan, he also goes on about all the studies that vitamin C is extremely helpful in the treatment of viral diseases. The largest hospital in New York in March 2020 reported vitamin C widely used against COVID-19 within its 23 hospitals. Did you hear that?
But
in New York City.
But what kind of dosage did they give them?
The largest hospital system in New York.
Yeah.
Used that vitamin C was 20 and used in it to fight COVID in 23 hospitals.
Because it's antiviral. It's anti-flu. It's antiviral. It's all kinds of viruses.
Right. You can read this list here, dear, of some of his lists. He says of what the vitamin C does.
Okay. Here we go, folks. Verbatim. With regard to COVID-19, specifically vitamin C, one, helps down-regulate inflammatory cytokines, thereby reducing the risk of cytokine storm. It also, if I can take just a moment, the cytokine storm, for those of you who saw the movie Perfect Storm, refers to certain death. If a sailor knows, there's a movie called Perfect Storm. And if it's a perfect storm, you don't go out to sea because you can kiss yourself goodbye. But if the perfect storm is, for instance, a hurricane coming from one side of your the ocean and 50-foot seas coming from the other side of the ocean, and you're right in the middle or anywhere in between, it's a perfect storm. You're going to die guaranteed. Well, the cytokine storm is excessive buildup of inflammatory agents, which creates more mucus in the lungs, ostensibly to protect the lungs from the virus. But the cytokine storm plugs up the alveoli, as we mentioned before. You can't breathe, and you kiss yourself goodbye.
Right.
So the vitamin C helps to reduce that cytokine storm. Protects your endothelium from oxidant injury.
You know, endothelial, that's surface tissue in your lungs.
Yeah.
The surface tissue in the interior of your lungs, endothelial tissue.
And that's part of what the cytokine storm damages.
That's exactly what they do.
Okay. Vitamin C also helps repair damaged tissues and upregulates expression of type 1 interferons, which are your primary antiviral defense mechanism, which SARS-CoV-2 downregulates. Going on. This is a 1, 2, 3, 4.
And he goes on to say, that about quercetin, which is in the next page for you to read, the next page.
But this is what vitamin C does.
Okay, go right ahead.
Mm-hmm. Eliminates ACE2 upregulation induced by interleukin-7. This is particularly noteworthy because ACE2 receptor is the entry point of SARS-CoV-2. The virus's spike protein binds to ACE2. And 6 appears to be a powerful inhibitor of M, a key protease enzyme in SARS-CoV-2 that activates viral. Would you say something?
Oh, yes. I just was going to say that I know they're pretty wordy things here, but they're telling about the complicated mechanism which vitamin C helps in all these areas. Go ahead.
That's
sweetie.
What we're doing, yeah.
Yes, right.
Mm-hmm. It regulates neutrophil extracellular trap formation, enhances lung epithelial barrier function, an animal model of sepsis, and mediates the adrenocortical stress response, particularly in sepsis. And what was the other thing you wanted to mention?
Yes, I wanted to mention about the great aspects, too, of that, and I'm going to give this to you in a second here, about quercetin and what quercetin can do. And quercetin is that, it's the natural bioflavonoid, that's present in the coloring matter of the plants. Seed doesn't exist alone.
Right.
Remember, you think about teams, right? You think about the different teams. Teams don't exist alone. Even if there's a star player, there are other star support players right there. And quercetin, in the great natural scheme of things, is a star support player for vitamin C. And I'm going to start reading that and give it over to Dan, okay? Quercetin is a powerful immune booster, says the doctor, and broad-spectrum antiviral. And it was featured in a review of emerging COVID-19 research published in the medical journal Integrative Medicine, May 2020. Quercetin was initially found to provide broad-spectrum, that means tremendous amount, of protection against SARS coronavirus in the aftermath of the SARS epidemic that broke out in 2003, and evidence shows that it is useful for the prevention and treatment of SARS-CoV-2 as well. And quercetin's antiviral capacity has been found to be caused by certain things. Go ahead.
Quercetin also inhibits the virus's ability to infect cells by transporting zinc across the cellular membranes, inhibiting replication of already infected cells, reducing infected cells' resistance to treatment with antiviral medications. This is all what quercetin does.
That's right, and proven to do.
It inhibits the platelet aggregation, and many COVID-19 patients suffer abnormal blood clotting.
You know what platelet aggregation is? That's that clumping of those cells which
clotting.
Can cause heart attacks, etc.,
yeah.
Okay?
Absolutely.
Yes, go ahead.
It also promotes SIRT2, thereby inhibiting the NLRP3 inflammasome assembly involved with COVID-19 infection.
Ooh, that's a big word.
All those things.
Yes, all
now,
those
you
different
know,
things.
And let me just say again.
Yes, please.
A year ago, 6 months ago was March. A year and 6 months ago, when the pandemic was just hitting, and everybody was concerned, I'm going to die. What are we going to do? What can we do? What can we do? And Dr. Siegel was on television, and he was talking about what you can do. And
yes.
The interviewer says, what is the possibility? We're not going to get a vaccine till December or March of 21. And he says, boost your immune system.
Exactly right.
This is an MD. That's, boost your immune
yes.
system
mm-hmm.
and take quercetin and vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D3. And the guy says, quercetin? What's a quercetin? He says, quercetin is a bioflavonoid.
Natural plant extract.
Quercetin bioflavonoid, which reduces the inflammation of your lungs and reduces the buildup of the mucus. It also restores liver function and kidney enhancement. They knew then to use the nutrients to stop this. Now we've gone through a year and a half of the other scenario.
Yes, of course. Okay. And that's why this doctor is really focusing on, instead of harmful pathways, take the healthy ones. And he does, remember the big support players, as he's listed here, that B vitamins also influence COVID-19 specific disease processes, including viral replication and invasion, cytokine storm induction, adaptive immunity, and hypercoagulability. So again, he quotes all the medical journals, a paper published in February 2021 issue of the journal Maturitas details how all the B vitamins can help manage various COVID-19 symptoms. Mm-hmm. And he goes on and on about each one of them. The other helpful nutritional supplements that he... But
you've got to get a decent potency of these
you
things.
You have to. That's what he stresses also. That's a high potency of all of them.
High potency. Because if you look at most labels, follow the nutritional supplement information on the side label.
Yes.
They'll say B1, B2, niacin,
One milligram,
1.7. 1.5, that's the minimum. That's just enough to keep you breathing, folks. You don't give minimum in anything you do
no.
in your life. You work for the optimum. It's your
that's
job,
exactly
with
right.
your family, whatever it is. You give optimal for every waking moment. Well, your body requires optimal. Yes, it can pee away the excess. No big deal. Okay? There's no toxicity to B vitamins whatsoever, or
not
vitamin
at all.
C.
And it's great. No, you know, a while back, working with the top nutritionist, et cetera, to put together an amazing multiple called Healthy One. It used to be when it was one tablet. So it's two little green capsules a day. Not only all the green foods, the adaptogens, but again, the emphasis on a high amount of all the amazing B vitamins in the Alive and Well Superfoods multivitamin.
With enzymes.
With enzymes to make sure you digest it, with the organic spirulina, green foods, etc., and with adaptogens, wonderful substances, and B vitamins also that improve how the adrenals function, how stress is coped with. That's why it's really wonderful for that, too. But it's really important to get that optimal level of those B vitamins, as this doctor has to say. And the other helpful ones, in February 2020 article in the medical journal Progress in Cardiovascular Diseases, from the Longevity Cardiovascular Research Scientist, St. Luke's, Middle America Heart Institute, all these different people, he said, elderberry extract, spirulina, beta-glucan, selenium, R-alpha-lipoic acid. And he says boosts type 1 interferon response to both your innate and adaptive immune system, and how important it is. And resveratrol in the 2000 study in the Journal of Infectious Diseases has the power to inhibit the replication of influenza viruses. They knew that how far back different and so important nutrients. Okay,
and that's called by Dr. Mercola. The title of the book again is
The Truth About COVID-19.
Right.
And this was, you know, and again, he shows a lot of the lies and deceptions and frauds. But right now, he then goes, why don't we then build up our immune systems?
That's right.
And that's what his emphasis is, okay? In that story.
And as you know, folks, we're not doctors.
No.
We can't prescribe for
no.
you. We don't prescribe
no.
for you. But we do give you free information. And the information from writings by physicians like Dr. Mercola, these are things you want to keep up with. So if you want to go to Amazon, order his book, if you want the real straight-from-the-shoulder talk, and it's all substantiated by vast research.
That's what he always does and all he has to say. And, you know, when I think about the different ways that pain power saved my life and kept me from knee transplants years ago and kept our daughter from the hip transplant and a zillion other people using the wonderful nutrients that are present with no allergens, the high-potency systemic enzymes, the high-potency curcumin with the bioperine extract, which makes that so effective and anti-inflammatory, the ancient used for thousands of years, the Mother Mary, you know, Boswellia, okay? And it's just
frankincense,
wonderful.
Frankincense. Yeah.
And it's just wonderful. And here's a really important reason in the news this week, important reason why to focus to these wonderful this wonderful natural combination other than what's commonly taken in and prescribed. And here it is. The warning reported by Natural Health, aspirin and ibuprofen proven to cause heart attacks.
Yep. And what's the thing? Everybody who has a heart condition is put on a baby aspirin.
That's right. And they're here saying a groundbreaking study at the annual Congress of the European League Against Rheumatism, that's all capitalized, provided compelling data proving that non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like aspirin and ibuprofen cause heart attacks.
Get it?
At the conference, this is just the quote of what's going on, Dr. Carl Orr, O-R-R, from the Department of Medicine, Royal College of Surgeons, that's a top thing in Britain.
Yeah.
This data demonstrates an immediate increase in the risk of death and heart attack, challenging the safety of even short-term use, they say. Okay? The shocking statistics from Dr. Orr's study goes on and speaks about how dangerous this is. Can you read this, Ben? I'm giving this over to you about the scores of studies, okay? Ending over there, okay?
And along with the baby aspirin, you're told to take cholesterol drugs, which have been criticized by major medical journals around the world.
That's right.
The New England Journal of Medicine, the Journal of the American Medical Association, the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, and the outstanding journal from England called The Lancet. The editorial staff of each of those publications has published on separate occasions the fact that after 40 years of high prescribing anti-cholesterol drugs for heart condition, there is zero evidence, these editors say, that those drugs, the statin drugs, have ever extended the life of one human being.
That's right, but they raise up your blood sugar, and it even says in the black box warning, and we have that every day.
They create diabetes, and they weaken the muscle of your heart.
That's by robbing it of the cardio-Q10, which it needs. And going on about
scores of studies.
This is the studies relative to what we were talking about just now.
Scores of studies have been and are being published correlating significant health risks to common painkillers. Back in 2013, for example, the world-renowned journal Lancet, which I mentioned just a moment ago, published the results of the famous COXIB and traditional NSAID trialists collaboration, a study in which data was employed from more than 350,000 randomized patients.
Randomized patients. 350,000 and a big medical data. Okay.
Here we go.
Go ahead.
And from their research, the authors confidently concluded the following. 1, heart failure risk was roughly doubled by all the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs.
200% increase of heart failure with the and over-the-counter painkillers and aspirin.
There you go. 2, all non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug regimens increased upper gastrointestinal complications. We're talking heartburn. We're talking cancer of the throat.
That's right.
We're talking all kinds of
that. Yes, that's right.
For which the medical community gives you antacids.
And drugs and surgeries and all kinds of crap.
But those antacids prevent proper digestion
of the
and
food.
And encourage the massive overgrowth of putrefactive bacteria.
That's right.
Go on and on.
But then on this
report.
Let
me go on here. Number 3. Here's what they found from their research. 350,000 patients. Major vascular events were increased by about 33% by a COXIB, COX-2 inhibitor, chiefly due to an increase in major coronary events.
All of this, all to do with these things that people think are so benign that they grab off because they have an ache or a pain or whatever they might have, rather than the natural alternative.
And the drug industry pressures the doctors to prescribe these things over and over
ad nauseum. All the time.
Then another one, ibuprofen, also significantly increased major coronary events.
Oh, boy. Okay.
What's a coronary event?
Severe heart attacks, arrhythmias, all kinds of things that could be put you in life-threatening and risky surgeries and whatever else, okay? You know,
Can I read the conclusion
please
here?
Please, go right ahead.
It says, Ironically, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs have been heralded by the medical community for their ability to prevent heart attacks and strokes because they supposedly help prevent blood clots from forming in the bloodstream.
And what would they say? Liar, liar, pants on fire? Yeah. I don't know who originally said that, but that's okay. Applicable.
In fact, says the article, while waiting for the emergency response team to arrive, it's common practice for physicians to provide patients with aspirin if they are expected of having a heart attack in their office.
Unbelievable.
You've heard the expression, the contraction BS.
That's right, boo, boo.
Well, that's bad science, of course, but
that's
there's also another meaning, and I think you know what that is.
I think you do. And I don't want to say it because Gary might take that off us off the air if we say it right
there.
No,
he wouldn't.
Huh? I'm too young for this.
Oh, he's talking. Oh, my God. This is wonderful. Thank you, God. That's almost like having Dennis dance across the room. Gary's talking. I love it. Oh, he's my sweetheart. I love that boy, that Gary. And, you know, well, thanks, Gary. You lifted me up there. And, you know, this it's amazing because you could be just as old as I am. I'm not going to say my exact age. Not going to say it. But you could be as old as I am. You keep on studying. We keep on getting this information. And yet you learn something new. And this is, bless you, Dr. Frank Schallenberger, with all your credits and all your, the very famous medical doctor, for saying, why, and here's his writing, why blood pressure goes up as we age. And listen, this is relative to just what we were talking about.
Of course.
NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use, increases by 26% as we get older. Blood pressure medication use increases a whopping 50%. Okay? And overall, at least 15% of elderly men and women take at least one NSAIDs along with their blood pressure medication. And in a large case-control study of older men and women demonstrated that those who started using NSAIDs, NSAIDs, were 70% more likely to be needing blood pressure medication than non-users. Another study revealed that men and women using NSAIDs were 40% more likely to also be using blood pressure medication. He goes on to say about the most commonly used NSAIDs are Advil, ibuprofen, Aleve, naproxen, Celebrex, celecoxib, Mobic, meloxicam, Voltaren, he says, diclofenac, good. Lodine, etolacone, feldene, good grief, indomethacin, indocin. Of all the NSAIDs, naproxen, piroxicam, and indomethacin have the worst effect. And here he quotes all the clinical trials, and one of them is the NSAIDs and blood pressure, clinical importance for older patients, medical journal Drugs Aging. They've known this for years, by the way.
Of course.
And this is just another important.
And the FDA knows it, and the FDA still endorses all those drugs for use.
That's
okay.
Right. But the connection with blood pressure.
Yeah.
Look at this, raising up the blood pressure, and then you go taking the drugs, the blood pressure drugs, which one of the serious side effects of those is that they rob the heart of CoQ10, the active form, you know, the cardio Q10, which it has to have in order to pump.
You got it.
And it's robbing the heart of what it needs to make the muscle work, brain, etc.
Brain, et cetera. That's no small deal.
Brain,
you know.
Et cetera?
Brain, et cetera is a major component.
Oh, my gosh.
But
brain,
those drugs affect the brain just like it affects the heart.
That's right. Absolutely. And, you know, I just applaud these doctors for all of the wonderful things that they report, and so faithful to be able to do that. But, again, here's the medical doctor reporting in Newsmax. Okay, mental health know-how, meditation alternatives, mental health. And he talks about different things. They talk about different things, excuse me, in Newsmax. And he, one of the ones, can you guess it, Gary? Can you guess it? Dancing. Aside from better balance,
I have to leave for a moment.
Yeah, break, Dan. Yeah. Go on, come back.
I think I have to relieve myself.
Grab him, Gary. Don't let him out. Aside from better balance, coordination, flexibility, and agility, dancing reduces stress, Except with Dennis. That one we can't say.
Step ball and chain, folks. Step ball and chain.
Yeah, but he loves to watch Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers
Do
dance.
I ever. All,
yeah, okay. Decreases the symptoms of anxiety and depression and boosts self-esteem, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel like Fred, okay? That's because dance is extremely expressive, says the doctor, and allows you to escape and let loose. In a medical study conducted at the University of Derby in England, people suffering from depression and giving dance lessons showed improvements after just 4 weeks. Upon finishing, the participants said they had fewer negative thoughts, better concentration, and a greater sense of peace and tranquility.
Beautiful.
How much do you have to hear, Dan? Start dancing, Dan.
I won't dance. Don't ask me.
Oh, I'm asking you.
I won't dance.
Don't
ask me.
But yet...
I won't dance.
Last night he watches on the television and applauds and laughs and wiggles and watching Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers and the Berkleys of Broadway.
Can you ever?
Nonstop dancing.
Can you ever? I just can't... I watch it. I see it. I see what's happening. I can't imagine what Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers do.
That's
how
right.
they ever learned all that stuff.
No, and many years ago, when they did this, there was a thing where they had the dancing shoes actually danced without people.
Oh, yeah.
There were shoes dancing all over the room.
Yeah, and they had Mickey
like
Mouse
that.
Doing it.
I was thinking as I saw that, let's grab a pair and bring it to Dennis. That's what we need. And another thing we need.
Well, they don't make them in my size, baby.
Ay vey. Sorry, that's my old Jewish expression. Ay vey. It means, oh, whoa. Okay. All right. And again, in reported Newsmax, the health benefits of collagen. Okay? Collagen. And it's in their area, alternative medicine reported in Newsmax, all from doctors. Okay? Collagen. This protein is the most abundant in the body, is also for relieving joint pain, improving heart health, and increasing muscle mass. Skin health.
Biggie.
I got to take more collagen. Collagen mm-hmm. supplements reduce wrinkles and dryness and increase skin elasticity.
And how about the connective tissue between joints?
That's what they say, joint health. Collagen improves symptoms of osteoarthritis and reduces joint pain overall in improving that. Hip, knee, another study, all of these, and bone health. Collagen helps prevent and treat osteoporosis by increasing bone mineral density, BMD. Mm-hmm. Remember we did that huge thing of medical report as high even as 80% with the use of collagen supplements.
Yeah, yeah.
And here's their point about heart and muscle.
And read ligaments and tendons and cartilage.
The connective heart and tissue. Muscle on the right-hand side of the article. Heart health and muscle.
It goes on to say, folks, that collagen supplements help reduce the risk of heart-related conditions such as atherosclerosis, a narrowing of the arteries, which can lead to a heart attack, or stroke. In one study, 32 healthy volunteers, 16 men and 16 women, who had not previously received treatments for cardiovascular disease or diabetes, ingested 8 grams of collagen tripeptide twice daily at breakfast and supper for 6 months. Their LDL cholesterol to HDL cholesterol ratio was significantly reduced in the high-risk group. Muscle health. In one study, a total of 53 men ages 65 and older with sarcopenia, loss of muscle mass,
strength and function
in older adults, underwent a 12-week guided resistance training program of 3 sessions per week. The men were supplemented with either collagen peptides or silica as placebo. At the end of the 12 weeks, those in the collagen supplements group showed a much higher increase in fat-free mass and muscle strength.
That's
as
terrific.
Well as a great reduction in fat mass.
And I want to have it for the 30-year-old looking skin, even when you're years old, okay? I want to have it for that, okay? And hair, don't forget.
Did you have your birthday recently?
I had my birthday, yes, I did, in July, but I said, okay. Yes, okay. Enough said about the birthdays.
We're not going to go into
But the collagen is great. And another, it's just amazing to me. One of the star high potency players in pain power is the curcumin. and
look at the right form of
that's
curcumin.
What they say, and okay. We're going to read that right here, right now, okay?
And curcumin is not to be confused with turmeric.
Right.
Turmeric is the source of the curcumin.
That's what they doctors here define, the curcuminoids, the bioactive compounds in turmeric and curcumin, have been the subject of so many articles and studies, more than 12,000 scientific articles and 200 clinical trials to date. The clinical trials with this bioactive curcumin focused on the benefits to cell health, and they say influences multiple cell signaling molecules, and once it enters your cells, it affects more than 100 molecular pathways, all cited with the studies, to support healthy cell function and overall health. Joint health, and I'm going to give this to you in a second here, because they support an already healthy inflammatory response. The active ingredient in turmeric and curcumin are recommended for joint health support, comfort, and mobility. Can you read about your liver?
Can
your
I
liver.
Ever?
Read the liver.
Here's something before I live it up. The curcumin, as it's found in Pain Power, is 2,000% greater than any turmeric product. 2,000%. So, liver and gallbladder health. Curcumin supports healthy liver and gallbladder function and promotes normal bile production to assist in digestive processes. In the metabolic health, curcumin helps support healthy, normal glucose levels. In the cognitive health, studies show curcumin supports mood, attention, focus, and other important aspects of cognitive health through its unique ability to cross the blood-brain barrier into the brain. In cardiovascular health, curcumin supports heart health by promoting healthy blood flow through its influence on nitric oxide production. Nitric oxide helps to dilate the arteries and capillaries, improving the blood flow, removing the impediments to proper circulation, and supporting vascular health. Again, I can't fathom, it's beyond my comprehension, how a component which is concentrated from turmeric can be 2,000% more effective than turmeric. Okay, that's staggering. So, and that's what's in the Pain Power.
That's what it is.
Along with natokinase and serratiopeptidase and other enzymes, all of which contribute to reducing inflammation.
And I'm glad you brought that up because Dr. Russell Blaylock is dancing with you on this one. Dr. Russell Blaylock. Dr. Russell Blaylock is
dancing already.
And here he is. He is saying here, the smoldering fire in your body, you forgot to put out. Well, Dennis didn't. Dennis remembered.
Okay. That's right.
On that one. And Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, says here, if you are of a certain age, I'm sure you remember Smokey the Bear urging you to put out all fires cold. After all, he told you, only you can prevent forest fires. Smokey warned that a smoldering small fire left unattended could turn into a major blaze, an inferno of disastrous consequences, merely due to some overlooked embers. I'm telling you all this, says the doctor, because at this moment, odds are you have and he highlights this, a smoldering fire inside your body. The fire results from an imbalance, highlighted, in your body's inflammatory response. The smoldering fire consists of embers such as the accumulation of damaging free radicals, etc., multiple stressors, pro-inflammatory chemicals. It smolders for decades. And this is what he says is so destruction. And he says inflammation affects your heart, your brain, and your bones, your lungs, your eyes, and many more organ systems and cells. It's a body-wide process. It can take people from active and vital to old and frail. And so that's talk about the Pain Power and the enzymes and all that with the inflammatory thing.
Well, they're all anti-inflammatory. All the components of the Pain Power are anti-inflammatory. And again, they will reduce excessive cytokines. And they reduce all forms of excessive inflammation. Chronic inflammation is what Dr. Blaylock is talking about. But chronic inflammation is built up over a period of time by dietary choices and by injuries and by other drugs. All kinds of things contribute to excessive inflammation, which is, and sugar. God, let me not forget to mention
definitely,
sugar.
Definitely.
Sugar creates inflammation. Always, every time. Sugar creates inflammation, and inflammation is the hotbed, if you will, is the starting point of all disease. When you have an inflamed end part of your anatomy, it's an open invitation to every virus, bacteria, yeast, fungus, mold, and other critical diseases as cancer. Cancer can't live without sugar.
That's right.
That's been stated.
Now we've known that for many years.
The
doctors proved that, and it also paralyzes your body's natural killer cells. They did medical reports on this many years ago.
Paralyzing the natural killer cells is what sugar does.
That's right. That's your army, and they're put in the trenches, and they're paralyzed, and they can't fight for you. But within minutes, you're feeding the one food, feeding viruses, cancer cells, cells, bacteria, fungi, you name it. And you know something, dear?
And it's just something for your emotions and your mental stability.
That's right.
I was a sugar addict for many, many years. I couldn't live without pies and cakes and candies and Cokes and Haagen-Dazs, okay? But it gives me a great high. But the high disappears within an hour.
That's right.
And then you're
right.
Dragging your tail across the floor wondering why God hates you.
That's right. You don't need those sugars, and there are wonderful alternatives that are very satisfying but without any of the negatives. And you know, when we think about a positive, think about a microbiome. We got it. This is so amazing. Researchers recently found that the microbiome makes up 57% of your body's total cell count. Okay? And they live in our gut. And this gut bacteria plays a massive role in keeping you healthy. In fact, studies in recent decades reveal that a disrupted microbiome can lead to chronic diseases like Alzheimer's, autoimmune disease, cancer, obesity, diabetes, anxiety, and just about every chronic condition you can think of. And in the last 2 years alone, we found out that people with depression have lower levels of gut microbes gut microbes are the culprit behind unwanted weight gain, et cetera, and so forth. So there's a significant relationship between gut bacteria and schizophrenia. So how do we keep everything healthy in the microbiome? Super Digestizyme.
You got it right from the start.
That is just amazing, and that's why people are, our dear friends, are so happy when they take the Alive and Well Super Digestizyme, because it has the right complete balance of the hydrochloric acid, no allergens whatsoever, and all the most important and significant digestive enzymes. The food gets digested, it doesn't rot, and support bad bacteria, and you get a healthy gut lining, etc., and a good microbiome, which have been linked so significantly.
But here's what holistic physicians say about the microbiome as well, and your digestive enzymes. When you're young, you have loads of digestive enzymes, you don't get GERD and all the other digestive problems. But by the time you're early 50s, you've reduced production of hydrochloric acid, and digestive enzymes contribute to the onset of all digestive disorders.
That's right. And that's why, thankfully, it just designed perfectly for all ages, for all circumstances, the Super Digestizyme in perfect balance. And when we're speaking of, so it's there, thank God it's there. We are, there.
We were without it for a month.
Yes, and thank God
finally
it is there,
in.
And everybody is so happy. And the gut microbiome is going to be very happy, and all of the healthy digestive tract, and don't forget the assimilation of the right of all your nutrients is so critically important when you take the Super Digestizyme.
You can't absorb them if they're not digested.
That's exactly right. So again, and you want to live a healthier, more wonderful life, you come to Alive and Well, and you can call us at 877-4950, 877-4950. Again, Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be or put people on or off medications. Doctors area. No charge, but we just love to sit there in a beautiful, comfortable, safe area and a sofa, etc., and can share great information with you. Just call us and set up a time and one-on-one with Dennis or with me, and call the Broth Cafe or for any of our great
877-4950. This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that
optimum health is
alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.